Smart homes are all the rage, but do renters have the right to a dumb apartment? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Smart homes full of connected devices aren't just for single-family homes. And if you're a renter, you might get a smart apartment whether you want one or not. Back in January, security researcher and blogger Leslie Carhart got a letter from her landlord saying their building was getting internet-connected door locks. And her response was, no thank you. She wrote about it and ended up finding out that this is a big business. There are multiple, quote, smart apartment vendors, and property managers really want this tech. Here's Carhart.
So there's a lot of good reasons for implementing this technology. First of all, it makes it easier for rental properties to manage and maintain the units, especially when they're unoccupied. They can do things like monitor for water leaks. They can also make an added convenience for their users, which is a good sell for potential residents. You can change your temperature from your phone. You can grant access to people when you're not home and know who's accessing your apartment when. So there's a lot of benefits there in terms of convenience and also the ability for apartment management companies to require less staff to do things like show apartments.
All right. And then how about the cons ranging from actual security, physical security, to privacy?
So I often tell people that in terms of security, things can be quick, cheap, secure, but not all three at once. And in this case, the industry is asking for this to be implemented quickly and cheaply. And consumers really need to be asking for security here for multiple reasons. First of all, you're sending a tremendous amount of data about the way that you live, who's home, when you're home, when you go to work. You're sending that out over the internet to multiple parties. And you would ostensibly want to send that securely. And also, the lock, of course, is granting access to your apartment. So you want to be certain that nobody malicious can grant access to your apartment in a way that, unlike breaking into a window or breaking a lock off a door, is not really easily detectable.
How much, I know this isn't your specific area of expertise, but how much do you expect this to become a conversation about rights? Will a tenant in the future be able to demand the right to a dumb apartment?
And it isn't my area of expertise. I'm not a lawyer. But while I was investigating this, I didn't find any precedent for issues like this. I don't think much has been done. This is all so new and it's coming down the pipe so fast.
Where did you land in terms of feeling okay about moving forward with this?
I'm buying a house.
Uh-huh.
And that's not my threat model isn't everybody's. I'm a security researcher. I catch bad hackers for a living. And the last thing I need in my life is a system that could be monitored or tampered with by one of the people who I sent to prison. Other people will feel differently and they have very, very different threat models. But it's important to think about these issues because a lot of people don't have a choice whether to rent or not to rent.
Leslie Carhart is a security researcher. She wrote a follow-up this week to her original post saying she's been working with companies to help deploy apartment tech securely, and she'll be speaking at a real estate conference called Multifamily Tech and Entrepreneurship next week in San Francisco. And now for some related links. Other than the fact that there's an entire conference on this topic, which I guess is not surprising, there's a conference for everything, it seems like connected buildings are a hot conversation in the property management world. And there's kind of the usual tension for tenants and owners between convenience and security. One survey on a site called multifamilyexecutive.com said 50% of renters would actually pay more rent in exchange for smart home features like keyless entry locks, doorbell cameras, or smart thermostats. And speaking of our robot overlords, remember that cute little social robot named Jibo? It was kind of the precursor to Alexa and the Google Home gadgets. It was a robotic assistant with a really friendly little face and it could dance in place. It started out as an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign in 2012. By 2017, Time Magazine called it one of the best innovations of the year. But now, Jibo is basically a casualty of Alexa and apparently a bunch of knockoffs from China, and it's shutting down. And as its servers go offline, owners of the robot are getting a sad little message.
Well, it's not great news. The servers out there that let me do what I do are going to be turned off soon. I want to say I've really enjoyed our time together. Thank you very, very much for having me around. Maybe someday, when robots are way more advanced than today, and everyone has them in their homes, you can tell yours that I said hello. I wonder if they'll be able to do this.
And then it does a little death dance. I'm not crying, you're crying. Our relationship with tech is really complicated, you guys. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.